We start here from the Mishnah in the beginning of the new Perek on Yud Gimel and Aleph. Mishnah begins, "Hakametzet mincha lechoshi areha od haktir kumtza lemachar." So this is, someone takes off a kometz from the mincha. This is one of the four avodot about which one can have a machshavat pigul during that avodah. Lechon shiareha, to consume the leftovers. Od haktir kumtza, or to actually place the kometz on the mizbeach lemachar, tomorrow. So they're talking about chutz liz mano. Mode Rabbi Yossi. Now it's really not relevant here that Mode Rabbi Yossi. It's only because in the second half of the mission, Rabbi Yossi has a difference in opinion. Over here, we say that Mode Rabbi Yossi. Bezeshu pigul v'chayim alav karet. This is a classic case of pigul chutz liz mano that you chayav an karet. You're doing achilat mizbeach or achilat adam chutz liz mano. That's a case during one of the avudot on which you can have machshava. Now, the other case, lehaktir levonata lemachar. So it presents the issue, or what is being raised now by the Mishnah, is something that is somewhat unique to the Mincha, which is that the Mincha really has two matirim. Two things end up on the Mizbeach from the Mincha, and that is the kometz, which we've spoken about until now, but also the levona that is placed on top of the mincha, is also placed onto the mizbeach. So you really have two items that are matirim for the mincha. So what is the relationship between the kometz and levona? And that's the question that's being addressed now. If he had in mind levonota lemachar, if while he's doing the kometz, he has in mind to be maktir levona tomorrow, so now I have a machshevet chutz lizmano about the levona while I'm doing the kometz. So while I'm doing the kometz, fine, I can have a machshava. But machar, that's chutz lizmano. The problem is I'm thinking about the levona. What is the status of that levona? So Rabbi Yossi omer pasul ve'im bo karet. That's classified pasul, but not a chiyuv karet, because we'll see in the Gemara that Rabbi Yossi believes that you can't be mefagel me matir lematir. You can't have a machshev pigul from one matir to another matir. V'chachamim amrim pigul v'chayavin alav karet. On the other hand, the chachamim say no, this is all part of a single matir, and therefore you're chayav karet. Amrulo. They said to Rabbi Yossi, Mashina zem min hazevach. How is the mincha different than a normal korban, a korban be'ema? Amalem shazevach damo ubzaro ve'mura v'chad. When I'm talking about a behema, the blood, the flesh, and the innards, the fats, are all one unit. They're a single unit. Ulevona ena mina mincha. When it comes to levona, levona is an exogenous item in the ingredients. I mean, you have oil, flour, that are mixed together. That's a single unit. That's blula together. We're talking about the levona. That's something that's from the outside is placed on, and that's separate from the mincha itself. So that's Rabbi Yossi's view. So Gemara says, Lama li the mitna mode Rabbi Yossi bezu. Why does the Mishnah begin, or in the first case of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi agrees here? Shum de bekavai the mitna seifa. Laktir levonata lemachar. Rabbi Yossi posel vein bo karet. Ma'u de teima. What I've thought, taima de Rabbi Yossi mishum de kazare mefaglim bechatzi matir. I would have thought the reasoning behind Rabbi Yossi's position is that you can't be mefagel with a chatzi matir. Here you have two matirim. You have the matir of the kometz, you have the matir of the levona. So I would have thought until you have a machshava in the entirety of the matir being both the kometz and the levona together, there's nothing to speak about. So therefore, here in the Seifa, he says when you have a machshava in the kometz about the levona, it doesn't matter because you're being mefagel b'chatzi matir. You're only having a machshava during the kometz. That's true then in the ratio as well. Where he has a machshava during the kometz about achilat shirayim or about haktarata kometz, Achilat Adam, Achilat Mizbeach, maybe that would not be pigul either. Because he only had a machshava during the kometz, he did not have a machshava during the levona. So I would have thought of extrapolating his opinion even to the ratio. That's why Kamash Malon, that he doesn't hold that. Vafila Reisha Nami, Kamash Malon, that Rabbi Yossi does not hold that. Debeha Mode. In this case, he is Mode. So the Gemara is going to do in the next line and ask, okay, then what is it that Rabbi Yossi holds? What is it that's driving his opinion? And as like, Tiyah Levon Atala Machar, Rabbi Yossi Mer Pasul Ve'im Bokoreit, Amar Eish Lakish, Omer Hayah Rabbi Yossi, Ein Matir Mefagelet Matir. Here is the reason behind Rabbi Yossi's position, is that you cannot be Mefagel from a Matir to another Matir. That means from the kometz, you can't have a machshava about the levona, because levona is a separate matir. If it's a separate matir, you cannot have a machshava from the kometz to the levona. Now this is Reish Lakish's statement that he extrapolates again Rabbi Yossi's opinion based on what he thinks Rabbi Yossi's opinion is, that this will have equal application by the Shnei Bazicha Lewana Shel Lechem Apanim. She'im Matir Mefagelat Matir. By the Lechem Apanim, you have two Matirim. You have two Bazichei Lewana. And therefore, if you have a Machshava when you were putting one of the Bazichim on the Mizbeach about the other Bazich, that won't have any impact, according to Rabbi Yossi B'Pasul, Vein Bo Karet, because you cannot have a Machshava from one to the next. My V'chein Ata Omer. What does that mean, V'chein Ata Omer? Obviously, if Rabbi Yossi holds that, then true, that it should be the extrapolation. So, by the time the Rabbi Yossi B'Levona Mishum T'Lav Mino D'Minchohi, I would have thought, my Havamina would have been that the reason Rabbi Yossi believes that you can't have a Machshava about Levona is because Levona is not a part of the Mincha. So you can't have a Machshava from the Kometz to the Levona because it's just not part of the Mincha. Aval B'Shnei Bazichei Levona D'Mina Hada De'Ninhu. They're the same Min. So Levona and Levona, maybe they're Ema, B'Fadlei Hadadi, maybe they could have a Machshava from one to the other. And that it's not. Where it says, woo, wait a minute. But the question that really stands out is now the Mishnah tells you what Rabbi Yossi's reason is. The Mishnah says, they asked Rabbi Yossi, how is this different than a behemah? He said, because the Levona is not chelik mina mincha. You just said, oh, I would have thought that the Levona is not chelik mina mincha, kamash malan, that it is a part of the mincha. So that's what Gemara says. How could you ever suggest that that's not the reason of Rabbi Yossi? That's what he says in the Mishnah. How is this different than the zevach? Hazevach tamo b'saro v'emura v'chad. When it comes to a zevach, blood, flesh, and the innards, the fats, are all one unit. When it comes to the livona, eino mina mincha. When it comes to livona, it's not a part of the mincha itself. Where it says, no, let me redefine for you what it means, eino mina mincha. My eino mina mincha. Eino be'ikuv mincha. That it's not something that holds back the mincha, the lav. Because what you would thought, kihei chidze ma'akev lehu komets l'shirayim, just like you think that the lack of a haktarata komets prevents one from consuming the shirayim. The shirayim are not nita until you are you to makriv the komets. The komets will love mit kakar komets. As long as the komets doesn't end up in the mizbeach, love mit achle shirayim. The kohanim cannot eat the shirayim, just like by the dam. You can't have the achilat basar or the haktarat chalavim until you do the zrikat adam. That's what it means to be a matir. A matir means that you allow something else to happen. So just like the zrikat adam is a matir, so too the haktarat komets is a matir. But what is it a matir for? I would have thought just like it's a matir for the shirayim, it's also a matir for the Levona. I would have thought that the Akhtaratha Kometz is not only a matir for the Shirayim, it's also a matir for the Levona. Just like by the Zrikat Adam, it's a matir for the Haktarata Chalavim, and it's a matir for the Achilata Basar, so too over here, the Kometz will be a matir for both of these items. It'll be a matir to allow the Kohanim to eat the Shirayim, but it'll also allow, be a matir to allow the Levona to be placed on the Mizbeach. That would have been my Havamina. Ela, Ibai, hai, Mikta Beresha, V'Ibai, hai, Mikta Beresha. That is what Rabbi Yossi means, that it's not Chelek Min HaMincho, that you can put on whichever one you want first. Both of them are matirim, both of them are matir the Shirayim, but neither of them is matir each other in the sense that you'd have to do one first. You don't have to do the komets before the levona or the levona before the komets. Each one stands independently in that sense that you can place them on the mizbeach whenever you like. So one is not a matir for the other, and that's what Rabbi Yossi was stating in the Mishnah, that the levona is separate from the mincha. That it's not dependent on the mincha, it's independent of the mincha. But otherwise, the reasoning behind Rabbi Yossi's position is that ein matir mifagel matir. So now the Gemara was going to want to understand the Rabbanon. Now the Rabbanon have to agree, or basically agree to this underlying principle that ein matir mifagel matir. So how come they disagree with Rabbi Yossi over here? Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon's Mishnah, Kiyam Rinan ein matir mifagel matir. What is that? Hani milehechad lo ikvu chad mano. That's not when they're in one unit. When they haven't been designated into a single unit. For instance, by the mincha, the levona is placed into the same klisharet as the mincha itself. It's later removed to be placed in the mizbeach, but it is placed in that same mana. So they become a single entity or a single matir. It's not ein matir mifagel matir. It's one matir here. Whereas, what are examples of this? Over here, like where the levona is placed in a single mana, that is considered to be a single unit and one matir. Where's the example of where it's not a single matir? By the kibsei atzeret. By the Kibsei Atzeret, which are the two pasim, the Gemara is going to get to this shortly, but the Kibsei Atzeret on the Shtei Alechem that are brought in Shavuot, there's Shalmi Tzibor, the two Shlamim of the Tzibor are two kvasim that are brought, and the Shtei Alechem of Chametz that are brought on Shavuot as Korbanot. There the Gemara darshins that the kvasim are Matir the Lechem, that they are the Matirim for the Lechem. Now, those are two units. There's one Keves and a second Keves. Those two units are then independent Matirim, and there the Rabbanu would agree that in Matir Mefagel Matir. So if you have a machshava when you're shechting the first keves about the second one, that won't impact. I mean, it'll make it pasul, but it won't impact in terms of pigul because you can't be have a machshava from one to the other. So that's where the chachamim agree. The chachamim agree to the underlying principle that Rabbi Yossi is laying out of ein matir mefagel matir. They just say that it's limited to cases where they're not brought as a single unit. They're not brought in chad mono. Rabbi Yanai, likut levona b'zar pasul. The removal of the levona from the top of the mincha, ayidei zar is pasul. My taimo. What's the reasoning? Rabbi Yiri, mishum halacha naguba. This is a din like the avoda of halacha. Halacha is an avoda that we find both by the behema and by the mincha. It's the taking by the mincha. It's the taking of the komets after placement into the kli sharet and bringing it to the mizbeach to be maktir on the mizbeach. By the behema, it's the taking the dam after the Kabbalat Adam to the Mizbech to do the Zvikat Adam. That's Holacha that is Ma'afshir wants to do the next Avodah. Even though there is no Holacha mentioned explicitly in the Torah, but because we Darshan V'Yikrivu B'nei Aron, when we say V'Yikrivu B'nei Aron, we say that Hikrivu there is Kabbalat Adam. But since Kabbalat Adam was expressed in a Lashon of V'Yikrivu, a Lashon of Holacha, we know that that's also an Avodah. That Holacha is an Avodah. The suggestion by Rav Yirmiyah is here, when you take the Levona off the then this is just like holacha. Why? Kasav holacha shlo beregel shma holacha. Based on the idea, we saw this machlokus in the Gemara and Tvachim, where the holacha literally means you must walk in order to do the avodah of holacha. Was holacha simply bringing something closer to the mizbeach, making it easier or closer to the mizbeach, even if you never move your feet. So over here, a zarv that takes the levona off the top of the mincha, he's making it easier and hands it to the kohen. He's making it easier, closer for the kohen to bring it to the mizbeach. So that is called holacha, even though he never walks, even though he does nothing. He never moves in terms of his feet. Still classed as holacha because he is bringing the levona closer to the mizbeach. So that's why a zar may not do it, because only kohanim are allowed to do the avodah of holacha. Holacha bizar, psula. And we know that holacha bizar is psula, and this is classified as being holacha. I'm Rav Mari. Ava nam nami tanina. We learned a similar thing in the Mishnah that we just read. There's a Mishnah we did yesterday. Zeaklal. Kola komets, vinotein bikli, vamolich, vamaktir. So all of these items, these are the four avodot that are associated with the mincha, which is we have the komets, taking off the komets. We have the netinat kli, which is the equivalent of kabbalat adam. We have the molich, which is the equivalent of holacha, and the maktir, which is the equivalent of the zvikat adam. In any one of those four avodot, you can have a machshevet pigul. The bishlam, the Gemara says, okay, I understand. Komets, hainu shochet, like I just explained. Kvitza is the equivalent of shchita. Molich, nami hainu molich. Holacha, holacha are equal in both cases. It's bringing it closer to the mizbeach. Maktir, when it comes to the aktarat of komets and the mizbeach, that's the equivalent of zvikat Adam al mizbeach. El notin bikli Micah Ovid. But netina tekli, how do you compare these two items? Now, Shaul had asked this question when we talked about netina tekli. We're going to see here the Gemara raises the question. Ilema, mishum de domi mikabalah, because it's domel le kabbalat adam. That's what your assumption would be. The placement of the comments in the kli sharet is equivalent to the kabbalat adam in the kli sharet. Where it says mi domi. Hotam mimelo, hochakashokil virami. It's the question that Shaul raised at the time. Kabbalat adam is done mimelo. You just hold the kli there, and everything the blood falls into it. Whereas by the komets, you have to actively place the komets into the kli sharet. So how can you compare the two? Ella.
Yeah, well,
one's active, one's passive. There maybe one is. How do you compare them? They're both not the same type of Kabbalah. How can you say that they're a parallel type of avodah when they don't do the same thing? They're not functioning in the same way. In the end, by the way, the Gemara is going to answer your answer. Doesn't matter. Why should it matter? Active, passive, why should it matter? That's the Gemara's final answer. So you're right in the end. But right now, the Gemara is not there yet. So, Ella, Rishom, the Kemen de lo Sagilet lo Avodah Avodah Chashuvahi. The underlying assumption is, since it is a necessary part of the Avodah, therefore it's an Avodah Chashuvah. This also goes back to the Rashi, if you remember before, when Rashi said about the Kohanim holding the Kli, that he said it's not an Avodah Chashuvah. He called that not an Avodah Chashuvah. You see that Rashi was playing on this Gemara over here when the Gemara defined something as being Avodah Chashuvah.
You have to explain it, the Holacha is considered relatively not an avodah chashuva. It's only a technical.
That's Rabbi Shimon. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita, who says that olocha is not necessary and you can't have machshava olocha because it's a technical, like what you're saying. That's exactly Rabbi Shimon Shita. Chachamim believe that olocha is an avodah chashuva. It's an indispensable avodah. Over here by Kabbalah, since it's an indispensable avodah, that's why it's considered to be chashuv. That's the suggestion there. Al kurcha mishavila ki Kabbalah. Therefore, it's classified like Kabbalah. Achanami, in our case too, came into lo sagila into lo avodah avodah. Because you can't do this without the removal of levona from the mincha. It's impossible to do what you have to do without removing it. Therefore, we compare it to olacha. So the deal out of our previous Mishnah is that you have certain things within the context of the mincha that we're going to classify them as avodot, even though they're not exactly alike. The removal of levona from the mincha is not exactly like olacha, but it's close enough because it's indispensable. So too by the Kabbalat Adam. The Kabbalat Adam and versus placing of the comets in the kli, both of those are indispensable avodot, so we'll classify them like being Kabbalat Adam. They become an avodah chashuva. They go under one of the categories, avodot chashuvot, of one of the four avodot. So that's the proof that they want to bring here to, Amar Rav Mari said, that this is a Mishnah that proves the precedent that we've set up before by Rabbi Yanai, that likud levona can't be done by a zar. So Gemara says, no, you don't have to read it there. Lo, olam de dami le Kabbalah. It really is like Kabbalah. There's a difference here. One of them happens memela, one's a passive blood flowing into the kli sharet, and the other one is where it's active. We have to actually pick up the comets and place it into the kli sharet. Michte tarvayu kdushat klihu. Both of them are doing the same function. They're being mekadesh the item in a kli sharet. Mali memela, mali kashakal virami. Exactly your point, David, before. What's the difference if it happens passively? What's the difference if it happens actively? The activity that we're trying to accomplish here is kiddush v'kli sharet. We don't care how it does it. We just want to know that it's done. How does it get there? Whether the blood flows out of the animal into the kli versus whether you place the comets in the kli. Either way, you end up in a kli sharet, and that's what we're after over here. We did say back on the time when we learned this in the dapim earlier about the gabe magbia kli mi'al gabe akarka, we said that there was a difference, and I think that difference is very important. When it comes to the kabbalat adam, the kohen must be holding the kli in order to receive the dam. The kli may not be on the ground, whereas by the comets, we said before that the placement of the comets into the kli al akarka, there they had a suffix, Rova had a suffix, the gabe zeh, whether it was domil adam or not domil adam, placement of the comets into the kli. But that difference may stem from exactly this problem. The difference, or the possible difference, may stem from this issue. By the Gabe, Kabbalat Adam, everything's happening passively. Therefore, we're matzrich. Therefore, we force the kohen to hold the kli. Because that's the only way you could show that the activity happening here is kiddush b'kli sharet. On the other hand, when it comes to the komets, by the komets, you're actively placing the komets into kli sharet. So you do not have to be magbia the kli sharet in order to place the komets inside of it to show that you're doing a kiddush b'toch kli sharet. Because you're actively doing it. So the Gemara does not omit on this, but that might be one of the differences between them, bimela and active, is whether you have to be magbia the kli or not. Just made pointing out, we discussed it at the time when we talked about magbia kli, but here you see it, that the Gemara has such a differentiation, and maybe that difference also, and possible difference in aloha about whether you have to be magbia the kli or not, might relate to whether it's passive or active. In the end, that means that this Mishnah is not a proof to Rav Yanai's position. It may not be that he's wrong, but this isn't a proof to Rav Yanai's position. All right. Shachat shnei kvasim. This goes back to what we just discussed before, the two kvasim and the shtei alechem. Shachat shnei kvasim lechol achat min achalot l'machar. You're in a makshava, but now you're in a makshava on both kvasim to eat one of the shtei alechem tomorrow, outside the zman. Hikdir shnei bazichim, you did both of the matirim by the bazichim. Lechol achat min astarim l'machar, to eat one of the starim out of the 12. Six of them you had in mind to eat them outside the zman. Rabbi Yossi mer, oto achala, oto aseid eshchishavla pigol v'chayib l'makarit. If you have two matirim here, which is the two kvasim, so if you have a makshava on both of them, on one lechem, the other lechem remains fine. That the other one remains totally okay. And the Gemara is going to ask why. Why does that work? Why does it work that you're able to have one of them become pigul and the others become fine? Same thing with the lechem apanim. You can be ruined one seder and the other seder will be fine. The Chachamim obviously disagree over here. So shechiv la pigul v'chayiv ben al karet v'sheni pasul ben al karet. Chachamim marim zev zev pigul v'chayiv ben al karet. Both of them have a status of pigul and a chayiv klet. Amar Rabbeinu Amar Haya Rabbi Yosi pigul b'yerach shel yamin lo nitpagel yerach shel smol. That it's not only does this apply to lechem apanim or shtei lechem where you have designated separate units. In shtei lechem you have two separate lechemim. By the sidrei lechem apanim, there's the seder of six, they're separate. But he says even in a single behema, if you're mefagel the right leg, that doesn't mean that you're mefagel the left leg. My taima, ibay taima zvara, vi taima akro. So reasoning, either it's logical or it's a pasuk. The logic is ibay me zvara lo adifu machshavim masei atuma. Why should the machshava that you have here pigul be any better than Tumah? So, if one Eiver became Tameh, that doesn't doesn't mean that the Shari Varim become Tamei. Now, it's not when they're Mechubar. Obviously, not when they're all attached together. There it does, because Tuma will spread when they're Mechubar. But the problem here is when the Eivar is separate, once you have the Nituach, if the Eivarim split up, if one of the Eivarim becomes Tamei, the rest remainder of the Eivarim remain okay. So, same thing here with Makshev Bigol.
What was he referring
to? During Shemitah. No, but his Makshav is a future Makshav, remember that. He's intending to eat in the future the right leg.
But his Makshav is why we have.
Correct. It's Makshav, but it's to eat only one of the Eivarim later on. As if he's projecting in the future, I'm going to eat one Eivar outside of the Zman. So that one Eivar outside the Zman is the equivalent of Tuma of one Eivar. The Griz takes this even one step further and says that the actual Makshava, since it's about a single Eivar, that designation creates it into a separate entity. Because the whole Posel here is the Makshava, and the Makshava is about a single Eivar, that already designates the Eivar as being separate from the other Eivarim in the animal.
The machshava of piddle.
Right.
So when machshava happens and the pieces are separate,
alright, I hear what you're saying. You're suggesting that this is only true. Rav Huna's statement is only true when the pieces are already separate. I'm not sure that's. I don't see the Gemara doing that or separating between the two. But I hear what you're saying. That if you want to extrapolate, if you're using Tuma as your basis, then maybe it's true. But the Gemara also says Ibamit Emakro that it's a pasuk, which is a nefesh ochel mi menu avonotisa mi menu. We always have this min mi in the Torah. The Gemara always dashes mi means only from a chelik of it, not all of it. So what is mimenu? Mimenu below mechaveiro, from it and not the others. So over here, there's no demand for them to be separate. As opposed to the svara with the tuma that they're together, and maybe you would suggest that it doesn't work. Over here, there's no such thing. Mimenu means whatever you have the machshava about is affected. Whatever you don't have the machshava about is not affected. So when you use the drasha of pasuk, I don't see that separation. Itve Rav Nachman Rav Huna lo ola main bo karet ashifa gil b'shnehem b'kezayit. When it comes to the shtei lechem, there's no karet until he has pigo about both of them b'kezayit. B'shnehem in v'achad mehen lo. Only when he has both of them, but not one of them. Mani, who's the author of this position? Ilei merabanan. By the Rabbanan, afilu b'achad mehen nami. Rabbanan saying, like in our Mishnah, that you can have a machshev pigo about one and it affects both of them. They both become pigo. El b'shita, who's the author of this Mishnah? Rabbi Yossi. I amart bishlam achad gufahu mishum hachi mitzdareif. If you believe that they're a single unit and because of that they're mitzdareif, if you say by the behemot, if you do the right leg, the left leg is affected, then fine. Elei amart trei gufin inhu. Then if you say that there are two gufot over here, mi mitzdarfe, how could you mitzdareif over here, the two lechem? What's the shtei lechem over here have to do with each other? Why do you need kezayit b'shteihem? It's one kezayit between the two shtei lechem. According to the chachamim, there's no chiddush, because the chachamim think if you have a kezayit, a pigo in one lechem, it affects the other lechem that had no machshava. Over here, when you had a machshava about both of them in a single kezayit, meaning a single kezayit between both of them, certainly, of course, both of them are pigo. The question is according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi who says that if you have pigo about one kezayit and one of them, it doesn't affect the other. Now we have a kezayit between the two of them, what's their status? So, well, that depends. If Rabbi Yossi believes that they're a single unit, and they can still be mitzdarif, okay, that makes sense. Well, how could you say that Rabbi Yossi holds that they're a single unit? You can only hold that if he thinks that the right leg and the left leg are not separate units. But if they're separate units, then he would never suggest that the shtei lechem are a single unit. So must be Ella Iyamar Trei Gufanino Mid Mitzdarfit. Right? If you say they're totally separate units, how could you have the shtei lechem be mitzdarif? Rabbi says no. Rabbi Yossi is not the author of that breita. Rather, it is Rabbi He Amari Rabbi He D'Tanya Shochet the Keves Lechol Chatzik Zayin Michalazu V'Chein Chaveru Lechol Chatzik Zayin Michalazu. Who shech the kevis to eat a chazik zayin from this challah, and then chaveiro the second kevis he does a chol chazik is mechaluzu. Rabbi Omer ani shezek kasher. I say that this is kasher. Why? Taimed amar chazik chazik. That's because only did half and half. Aval amar kazayit mishnehem. If he did it in a single shot to make it into kazayit mitzdarif, then it would be mitzdarif. Umar says, Rabbi Ali B'duman. Who's Rabbi's position in? I Ali B'durabonon, afilu b'achad mehem, Ami. If it's in the Rabbonon, then he can do it on a single. Why does he have to do it over two of them? I Ali B'durab Yossi, hajra kushin l'duchte. If he's really holding like Yossi, we're back to the original question. Umar says, no. The olom Ali B'durabonon. According to Rabbonon, v'lo teima ad shifagel b'shnehem. Don't say until you're mefagel in both of them. Ela eima ad shifagel b'shnehem. Afilu b'achad mehem. Shnehem is referring to the kvasim and not to the left. Lechem. Shnehem is the Chalot, and the Shnehem is the Kvasim. So, Adjavim Shnehem Vafilu Bachad Mehem. It's even when you have the Makshev Pigol, Bishnehem, the two Kvasim, about one Chalot. Ula Afuke, the Remeir, Damar Faglim Bechazi Matir. This comes to exclude Rabbi Meir's position. Rabbi Meir, we've seen before in Zvachim, who thinks you can have a Makshev and a Chazi Matir. Remember, the Chachamim always do agree also by Shnei Kvasim that those are considered to be separate Matirin. Since they're separate Matirim, that's called a Chazi Matir and a Chazi Matir. Two of them together are Matir, the Lechem. So Rabbi Meir says, if you have a machshav by one of the kvasim on the lechem, it's pigul, because that's chatzi matir about a lechem. Although the chachamim say, no, until you have a machshav by both of the kvasim, it's not considered to be pigul, because you can't have a machshav by chatzi matir. And that's what the chiddush is over here, that you have to have ashi yaseh b'shnehem. B'shnehem is not shteihem, not the two chalot, but about the shnei kvasim. You have to do it about the shnei kvasim, and Rabbi's chiddush over here is to teach us that afukim Rabbi Meir, that you can't be mefagel b'chatzi matir. So now, Rashi asks the obvious question. Rashi has two questions over here. One is, by mincha, why is it pasul when you're a machshova by the komets? The komets is also a chatzi matir. Yeah, the komets and the levona. Why isn't that classified to be a chatzi matir? V'kasha komets et mincha my pusil v'machshodo avodo chatzi matir dika nami levona. What about the levona? Why isn't that classified as a chatzi matir? So Rashi answers, toritz v'kmitza v'adei avoda shleimahi. That the kmitza is considered to be a full-fledged avoda. Da'aleka kmitza b'levona. Because the kmitza does not affect the levona. You don't take the kmitza up with the levona itself. You do them separately. By the Haktara, when you do the Haktara, the Levona requires Haktara, and so does the Komets. Over there, if you have a Machshev Pigul, you have to have it in both of them. If you have a Machshev Pigul during the time of Haktara, then you have to have a Machshev both about the Levona and about the Komets, because they both require Haktara. By Kmitza, the only thing that requires a Kmitza is the Mincha itself, not the Levona. Since it's an Avoda that's not relevant to the Levona, that's not considered to be the Chatzi Matir. At that point in time, the Matir, the only Avoda that's being done is Avoda Shleim on the Komets. From that point forward, taking it to the Mizbeach, placing it on the Mizbeach, all those are required in both the Levona and the Kemitza, and therefore, you are Chayav only if you have a Makshava through both of them. But until that point in time, you can have a Makshava about just the Komets, because that's the only thing that it's done. The Komets has no relevance to Levona. And the same thing, yes, Bikasho, and you say a question, said everybody holds that you can be mefagel chatzi matir. Daria komets amenat aktir komtza lemachar. Someone who takes off a komets in order to be maktir a portion of the komets machar. Moder Rabbi Yossi, that's okay. Right, look, yishev lachatzi matir. He's only have a machshava on half the matir because we're talking about the aktarat komets. Because there you have a machshava about haktarat komets, and we say it works. It's the first part of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is a komets and a mincha. Laktir komtza lemachar, and that works. How come that's not? Rashi just said, I explained to you that haktarat komets is considered to be a problem of chatzi matir. So Rashi says you can't compare the two. Why? The hotom chishev al chatzi matir b'shat avuda shlema. Avuda shlema. V'hai chishev b'shat chatzi avuda. Over here you're being machshiv during chatzi avuda. The difference, or the big difference, is when you're doing haktara, the avoda of haktara has two parts to it. It has haktarata levona and haktarata komets. Therefore, if you have a machshava during one of them, then you're having a machshava during a chatzi avoda. The full avoda is to be makter both of them on the mizbeach. Whereas by the komets, when you have the machshava, you're having a machshava during an avoda shlema. Kmitza is an avoda shlema, even though you're thinking about something that's only half a matir. So since you're thinking about being makter the komets, that's fine, because your machshava is during an avoda that is complete, and that's kmitza ta mincha, which is a matir by itself. So as Rashi makes that distinction, a very important distinction, is that we only call it a chatzi matir when you do the exact same thing to the other item. If you do the exact same thing to the item, that's called a chatzi matir. If you don't have to do the exact same thing to the other item, then whatever you do to this is unique to this item, and that's an avoda shlema, the gabe, that item. Okay, we'll stop over here.